at this dude. Look at that big smile.
Gift Livingston Sango never thought he'd be doing this, showing his son artwork done in the 1940s by his late father, Livingston Sango, his son's grandfather. The paintings are part of an exhibition at the National Gallery in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, a collection done more than 70 years ago by young black students at Cyrene Anglican Mission School.
Some of these pictures, I'm seeing them for the first time in my life when we started these exhibitions. I don't think he even remembered them, but here we are. I am now seeing my father at the age of 18, when I only remember him as an old man.
Cyrene Anglican Mission School was the first school to teach art to black children in what was then white minority-ruled Rhodesia.
The most special thing about this collection is that it went on a world tour in the 1940s, from 1947 to 1953. So the rest of the world saw these artworks in the 40s and 50s and absolutely loved it, but Zimbabweans had never seen the artworks before.
After that tour, unsold artworks were stored in the basement of a church in the UK, where they were forgotten for years. In the 1970s, they were rediscovered and sold to an art collector, who then sold the collection to a Zimbabwean philanthropist in the diaspora. The Stars Are Bright exhibition is now briefly back home.
This is a picture of my father. His name was Caxton William Candiero.
Leander Candiero, a popular radio presenter here, says it's been amazing putting together the pieces of his family's history. His father died in 1990.
We are history. We are a result of history. This is a history that I'll share with my children. I've already brought them here anyway. This is a history that I am taking back to my mom, the wife, to say, did you know that your husband did this? He didn't know.
Artwork that was sold during the world tour in the late 1940s and early 1950s helped to fund the school and pay for scholarships for some of the students.
The paintings and drawings cover a seven-year period and represent just a small selection of more than 600 works from one collection. Hundreds more exist in public and private collections around the world.
After this exhibition in Zimbabwe, the art will tour abroad again. With calls for the repatriation of African art to the continent growing, some locals want to see the Cyrene paintings returned home permanently. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.